The lacha b'dika, so chazar mechayev a person to rely not to rely on the process of bittul, but go through the process of b'dika and then beer. So the process of b'dika and beer, Chazal explained, is only in a place where a person can expect the expectation that the chametz is going to be found there, because it's a place where chametz has been brought in there during the year, or the place where chametz may have been brought in there during the year. So any place which it's possible that chametz were brought in, a person can't say, well, I remember there's no chametz brought in, because unless a person made a specific policy not to bring chametz into that place, we say milsa, which the person is not necessarily focusing on that during the year, he doesn't remember. So, well, I remember that, and there's no chametz. It's very possible one time he brought it in, and you don't recall. So the difference is a chiyuv tibayit. If a person would make a policy that in a specific area of the house, no chametz may be brought there, and it's a specific policy, so then you can rely on that policy that that's an area where chametz is not brought. Or it's an area which in general is not accessed during the time when chametz would be in a person's hand. So then again, chametz, a person has an office, and he does not bring food into the office. He's mocked, but not to bring food into the office. So that's, he has no need to be baidik that office, because there's hakpada that no chametz should go into that office. There's an argument which some people want to say that nowadays, when we do our cleaning process, and our cleaning process is very thorough, and after the cleaning process, obviously, we're very careful not to bring any chametz in. So the Shari Tshuva brings a svara to say that nowadays we've recruited from Shlomo Kluger, that nowadays we've created a reality that became like a mokum shem and nisim b'chametz, and therefore there would not be a chiyuv to do bedika over there. The Mishnah Berurah does not rely on that idea of the Shari Tshuva, that a person could say that a person, we still do bedika, with a bracha. I mean, so we're clearly not relying on that svara, but that svara in conjunction with other types of svaras, maybe there's a reason you have to ask your specific question, the reason to be made in certain scenarios that a person can do less than the purpose, the fully thorough bidika that a person has to normally do. But again, every other place that we believe the chametz is going to be going into, a person has to be bidik it, and we mentioned before, mentioning again, it's a real bidika, a person has to search out that area. One last point, the law is the bidik or an air. So we do not do bidika during the day unless it's a very well-lit area, because we can't use a candle or a flashlight in that area. Does not light well when the larger light is there. On the other hand, the larger light does not allow you to get into every single crack and crevice and see it well. So bedikah has to be done by nighttime. Must one use a candle like the minhag Yisrael was, many all the generations was used the lor haner, or may one use a flashlight? So Moshe Zatzal held that a flashlight is sufficient to use for bedikah. You have to use a candle. Rishon Zalman's psak on that was very similar. He said that a person should use a candle. Any place that a candle doesn't work, you can't go easily with a candle. Obviously, you can rely on using a flashlight. Have a good morning.